Hello and welcome to Achieving Your Optimal Health, Listen with Nat Nissen. This morning we're talking about limiting beliefs, and obviously we're speaking more about health, but we can have limiting beliefs in any area. And just to explain, I'll explain some other areas that we can have them. So for example, I was sitting with someone who really would like to have a partner, and she was saying all these things she really wanted in a partner. And as she saw a man walk by with flowers, she commented that, oh, he must have done something. Men only buy flowers when they've done something wrong. And she followed that up with, and they always do something wrong. So there she is, wanting this loyal, loving, faithful, humorous, confident, beautiful partner in her life. But she has some underlying beliefs there that say, a man will do the wrong thing by me. If a man brings me flowers, which is one of her things on her list that she wants, if he brings me flowers, it means that he's done something wrong. So she has conflicting beliefs and limiting beliefs that would actually stop her from meeting that person, like a self-sabotage. She might meet a really lovely guy, someone who could really be a great partner for her, but she'll find reasons not to be with them because her limiting beliefs will keep showing up. Just like when we have health beliefs or any beliefs in any area. Friends will always let you down. Health is really, really difficult. Being healthy is boring. I would really have to change my quality of life to something that is not worth it if I got healthy. Getting healthy is really, really difficult. I've never been able to lose this weight, so why try now? I'm going to, but I've never been able to. It's always been difficult for our family. Everyone in my family has never been able to for some reason. Culturally, we've always done this. So this is what we always do. As a culture where I come from, we always eat these sorts of things. It's not possible to go to a social function and not eat these things. So therefore, I can't get healthy. I hate running, so I can't get fit. There are so many limiting beliefs that we take with us through life. And we don't necessarily need to know where they've started from and how they've been created. That always helps. But what we need to do is just be aware that we have some of these limiting beliefs that can become sabotage patterns for ourselves. If we start a health program and we already have a limiting belief deep down that says health is boring. Being healthy is hard work. I'm going to have to stop doing all the fun stuff. If we have those beliefs, how difficult and challenging do you think it is? Do you think it is going to be truly healthy? That's when we need people to help us to see the limiting beliefs and to help us to be able to get rid of them, to release them, to process them and remove them, because they no longer serve us. They've been with us for a certain amount of time. They've served their purpose. And more often than not, they no longer serve us because they serve the person that we are now or we were in the past. They don't serve the person that we really want to be or we truly are without all those walls and without all that stuff that's stuck on top over the years. So we really just want to be aware of the feelings that come up when we try new things and have new challenges. A lot of people would love to try adventure sports, for example, but immediately a fear will kick in. Oh, I'd love to do that, Bob, but that's so dangerous. Sure, there might be an element of danger in any kind of sport that is involved with speed or adrenaline or anything like that. But if you learnt it and you were safe about it, you could learn a new skill and fulfill a desire, fulfill a dream. It may be that that sport isn't that dangerous at all after all. That's a belief that you were brought up with because your parents were trying to protect you. They were scared for you. So they were saying, that's a very dangerous sport. Don't go and do that. A lot of our beliefs that we've picked up and have are because people have been trying to help us over the years. They've been trying to keep us safe. And they've been helping us to help us to grow into the people that we are. But they've only been able to do that with the beliefs that they already have. If they think bike riding is incredibly dangerous, they're not going to support that as a sport. And you might have an underlying belief that says, bike riding is an incredibly dangerous thing to do. Should never bike on the roads. And of course, we know there is an element of danger with that. And we know that thousands of people do it. We may have grown up with a belief that says running's really bad for you, really bad for your knees. Never run. And that may have been handed down to us because someone may have gone for a run, hurt their knees, and didn't want us to do that. So they said, don't do running. Don't start running. It's very, very bad for your knees. May have been bad for their knees. Not necessarily for yours. A lot of times other people's fears and other people's desires to keep us safe and protected are what has created the limiting beliefs in us and our own fears that stop us from living our dreams and desires. And obviously on this podcast where we talk about health, I'm mostly concerned with the fact that many of us have these underlying and limiting beliefs that stop us from living in optimal health and peak performance. They stop us from living our very best life because we have these underlying beliefs, limiting beliefs that are not true. Healthy food is boring. Healthy food tastes awful. Being healthy isn't fun. I could never do that. No one in my family's ever been able to be truly healthy. It's just not for me. I'm too this to do that. I'm too old to do that. I'm too young to do that. I'm too busy to do that. There are so many limiting beliefs that stop us from doing what we really want to do. And what I believe we should really want to do first of all is achieve optimal health and peak performance. Because without that, everything else stops. Everything else is done at half mast. So if you're thinking about a new health project, if you're thinking about delving into a new fitness routine, if you're thinking about a new eating plan, if you're thinking about getting a health coach, if you're thinking about getting a gym membership, have a listen to those limiting beliefs that come up, because you can process them, release them. You can process them, move through them and release them and have them be gone once and for all, to give yourself the freedom to actually achieve your desires and your dreams and your goals without all that stopping and starting that happens, without that self-sabotage, without those limiting beliefs hanging around telling you you can't and validating in your mind why not. So as you're wanting to try these things with health, as you're thinking, could I really have more energy? Could I really live with optimal health and peak performance? Yes, you can. So don't let those limiting beliefs creep in that says, of course you can't, you're too old for that. No one I know has optimal health. Everyone I know after this age always rolls out of bed and aches and has pains and I can't do that sport now, I'm too old for that. I'm too young for that sport. No one in my family's ever been able to do that. Just notice the beliefs that come up. And if you need help with processing them, moving through them and releasing them for good, feel free to reach out. Because that's what we're here for. Thanks so much for listening. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.